Hey, Bill, what's going on?
How you doing?
Wondering what you saw from your offensive line. You know, new combination of guys again on Sunday. Is that sort of maybe what led to not the best rushing performance you guys have had?
No, I would say that what led to the not rushing for as many yards was probably the way the game went. You know, just having gone back and watched a few times, you know, we were in a decent amount of no huddle. There were a couple drives there where we threw the ball on every play, which that was because, you know, what Indianapolis was giving us, and we're always going to take what the defense gives us. So I wouldn't look too much into those rushing stats, and for the release to the line, I would say that they played, again, a very solid football game, and, you know, Nick McDonald went in there and held his own. He's got a ways to go, and he knows that, but for his first start, I thought he did a good job.
You know, there was he answered some questions after the game, you know, people asking about how Brady treated him in his first start and how much the other guys helped him and all that. And his response seemed to be that no one really treated him any different, if, you know, being his first start or not. Is that what you want when you put a new guy in here, whether it's, you know, McDonald or Solder or whoever?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, again, the expectations here for everyone involved is when it's your time to play and to step up and perform, then you're just expected to do that. And that's the way it's always been here. And that's the way it's always going to be here as long as Bill's here. There's no player here right now that, you know, we don't expect good things out of. And so, you know, Nick's got a really good demeanor. He's a smart guy. He's a tough guy. And just like all those guys up front, we've got, you know, obviously a really, really solid, good offensive line. And those guys, you know, they're smart, they're tough, and when it's time to play, they're all ready to play.
Well, last thing for the running backs, it seems like the use of the running backs as receivers has kind of disappeared this year. Anything in particular on that?
I'd say disappeared is, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that, you know, again, we take what the defense gives us, and if, you know, if the defense says to us, okay, a tight end's open or a receiver's open or a back's open, we're going to throw to the open guy. So I think that's what we've done all year. And, you know, I think the backs are involved in the passing game. And just because of what the defenses have given us and shown us, that maybe they haven't stat-wise caught as many balls, but they're still heavily involved in the passing game.
Yeah, well, disappeared isn't right. But, I mean, consistently for the last 10 years, you guys have had backs in the 50-60 catch range, whether it's collectively or together. And this year, you know, you're down like 60% or something number wise. It doesn't seem like.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'd say now you know you have two tight ends that, you know, have a bunch of catches. You got a couple of receivers that have a bunch of catches. So I think it's being distributed a little bit differently. Again, based on what the defense has. The teams that we've played over the last 12 games have given us, you know, that's just how it's gone. I wouldn't say that's anything that, you know, that we've looked at and said, hey, we're not going to throw the ball to the backs. It's certainly not the case. It's just that some other guys have been open on plays quicker or sooner or first part of the read than the back has.
Is there any byproduct of that as well to maybe the offensive line? I mean, I know Stephen Neal was really good at getting outside on those plays, and he obviously hasn't been around for a year and a half, and you have kind of a rotating cast at tackle right now and et cetera and at center. So is that any impact there?
No, I think you're talking about screen passes now. And as far as screens go, you know, I think we've tried to, you know, get our screen game going over the last 4 weeks and probably need to do a better job of coaching that and get it going a little bit more. But no, it has nothing to do with the line. The line is an athletic line that does a really good job of getting out on the perimeter, all those guys. So no, it's not that at all.
Great.
So is there any one thing you can attribute, other than the obvious, to the reduction that we've seen in turnovers in recent weeks?
Yeah, that's, again, you know, the way that we coach that, number one, is we emphasize it. So, you know, know, the key to every game is always going to start, or one of the keys to every game is always going to be to not turn the ball over and to take care of the football and ball security. And, you know, if you're a ball carrier and you're handling the ball, then, you know, you're handling, you know, the lifeline of the team. So we emphasize it. Then I think we do drills during practice. Our defense does a good job of you know, trying to strip us after the play, things like that, to remind us to take care of the ball. So I think there's been a lot of emphasis on it, which has been always been the case here, but I just think we're doing a better job of it the last four games.
And how about Tom's role in that too?
Yeah, you know, he's as hard on himself about interceptions or strip sacks, things like that, as I could be, you know, and hard on him. So I think, you know, he's done a really good job in the drill work and practice of just reminding himself, me reminding him, the backup quarterbacks reminding him, you know, hey, look, you know, take care of the ball. Hey, this was a good throw. This was a nice job of taking care of the ball in the pocket. And, you know, I think over the last 4 weeks, he's really improved.
Is there one thing you can put your finger on as to why Gronkowski has been able to be such a target in the red zone? And I mean, it's no surprise anymore, but you still see him uncovered, like, for instance, on that first touchdown that he was just wide open. I mean, is there something scheme-wise that you guys are doing to get him open, or what is kind of leading to that production?
Well, I'd say number one is his size and his, you know, his wingspan. I mean, he's 6'7", but then he's got long arms, so he's really just a tough matchup for anybody, whether you want to double team him or cover him, you know, or single cover him. So that's number one. I'd say number two is his ability to understand how the coverage is playing out and be in the right spot, his own instincts when it comes to getting open. Number three, obviously, is Tom seeing him and putting the ball on him and giving him a good throw. And so, you know, again, it's the players, and they've done a good job with it. And, you know, we try to move him around and do different things with him. But, again, it's all about the execution of the players, and those guys, for the most part, have done a good job.
You know, we saw it. Oh, my word. Okay. We saw a couple of plays in the Colts game where you had, like, Ridley and Green Ellis in the backfield together, I formation. Maybe it was just one. I don't remember, but I mean, is that a situation where you look at one of those guys as sort of a fullback, or is that more of a wrinkle where you look at it like we really have just two running backs on the field?
Every week, we're going to try to, you know, give the defense different looks, you know, being a game plan offense and being a personnel-oriented offense, you know, we're always going to try to give them something, you know, different from either the week before or previous times that we played that team. So that was one of the packages that we had and that we felt good about in that game. And, you know, one guy could have been a fullback, one guy could have been a tailback, and they were interchangeable parts, which is what's good about our backs, you know. And so that's kind of what we were trying to do in that game.
Yeah, how is that born? You know, like, is that basically what you're doing on a Tuesday? You're looking at the other team saying, what can we do here to either exploit them or change things up? I mean, is it coming up with ideas like that on a weekly basis? Is that part of the challenge of being a coach, an offensive coach?
Definitely. You know, I think it starts with who's available to us. You know, Bill's in charge of that. And, you know, he tells us, hey, you know, these are the guys that are available to us based on, you know, health and things like that. So that starts there, and then we try to take our players and look at the defense that we're playing. And as a staff, we got a bunch of smart guys, and we all work really well together. And you know, each guy is part of the game plan. And then I just, like I've always said, just kind of put it all together and put our players in the best position possible to do the things that they do well. You know, so it's kind of a strategic session every week, and that's what makes coaching fun, and that's what makes coaching smart players fun.
Leave us with one area offensively that's at the top of your list that you want to see better production out of.
No question. We've got to finish these games better, Mike. You know, we play well for a good part of the game, and then, you know, we go into the fourth quarter, and we've just got, and it's coaching, it's playing, everybody's involved in it, we're all in it together, and we just got to do a better job of possessing the football at the end of the game.